This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials said Monday Russia's military machine is persevering in its ferocious effort to grind down Ukraine's defenses in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk region, which in recent weeks has become the focal point of Moscow's attempt to impose its will on its neighbor. Battles raged for the control of multiple villages, the local governor said. The villages are around Severodonetsk, a city in the Luhansk region yet to be captured by the Russians, according to Luhansk governor. Only a fraction of 100,000 people who used to live in Severodonetsk before the war remain in the city, with no electricity, communications, food, or medicine. Even so, the governor said the staunch Ukrainian resistance is preventing Moscow from deploying its resources to other parts of the country. The British Defense Ministry noted the war is not going all Russia's way despite its superior military assets. Russian ground troops are exhausted, the Defense Ministry said in an intelligence report Monday. It blamed poor air support for Russia's difficulty in making swifter progress on the ground. Across the world, there are surging prices for gasoline and diesel fueled by Russia's war in Ukraine, as well as the global rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic. Energy prices are a key driver of inflation that is rising worldwide and making the cost of living more expensive. The European Union's top diplomats gathered in Luxembourg on Monday for talks focused on Ukraine and food security. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell called on Russia to lift blockades of Ukrainian ports to deliver millions of tons of grain. This is VOA News. On World Refugee Day 2022, the United Nations Refugee Agency says 100 million people are currently forced to flee their homes around the world. Australia is recognized for its record-breaking donations to help victims of conflicts in Afghanistan and Ukraine. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
In 2020, Australia granted humanitarian visas to just over 13,000 people. Official data has shown that about 5,000 more places weren't offered because of the pandemic. The Australian Labor Party, which won May's election, has said it plans to progressively increase Australia's refugee intake to 27,000 per year. Lawyer Daniel Malbassa, a former refugee who came to Australia fleeing conflict in the former Yugoslavia, says his adopted country can be more accommodating.
I really think that we are big enough and generous enough to be a welcoming country. Just to look at our own history, after World War II, we took in 900,000 people. Many of us have refugee roots. You just need to look into your own family background. Refugees are not a problem. We are a resource.
Australia is marking Refugee Week from June 19 to June 25. The United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, has said that it's raised records amounts of donations in Australia in the past year for its appeals to help those displaced by war and unrest in Afghanistan and Ukraine. Several thousand Ukrainians have also been offered temporary humanitarian visas by Australia. It's one of the world's most culturally diverse countries. Campaigners have insisted that refugees have played a key role in Australia's multicultural success story. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The UN mission to Afghanistan reported scores of people were killed and wounded in an attack on a busy market in eastern Nangarhar province on Monday, although Taliban officials said they could only confirm 10 people had been wounded. Since taking power in August, the Taliban say they have increased security in Afghanistan and removed the country from militant threats, although international officials and analysts say the risk of a resurgence in militancy remains. Recapping our top story, officials said Monday Russia's military machine is persevering in its ferocious effort to grind down Ukraine's defenses in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk region, which in recent weeks has become the focal point of Moscow's attempt to impose its will on its neighbor. Battles raged for control of multiple villages, the local governor said. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.